Why would God create unreached people that he knew would never know the gospel? Would they go to hell? Well, I just addressed that, I think, in our what Christianity has to say about that. Now, why God creates people that he knew would never know the gospel. Last week, I think I gave the scenario on how it, and by the way, I need to say this. I'm going to pause here. I meet with 2, 3, 4 people a week going through this information, and I need to start writing down what I forget from week. Did I say that to them, or did I say that to you? What have I said to you? So I'm going to invite you, when I repeat something, a story or an illustration, you go, "Ah, you did that last week or 2 weeks." Just tell me. That will not hurt my feelings. I'm just doing it so often. I often tell and say, "Did I tell that to you last week?" But this whole idea of why God, I talked about it a few weeks ago. Whenever you say why God, you can't necessarily have an answer. The Bible does often give you answers to why God does certain things. But did I walk through the scenario with you of how somebody wise and somebody very attractive and somebody who, you know, how much glory and honor we give to them? Did I use that illustration? I did, didn't I? Did I? No? Yes? So, okay, I did. So that'll be on if you'd like to hear that. But that I would go back to that. And I would say, you know what? Yeah. Why would he create people like that? And I say the answer is, what a way to be given glory. And I know people look at that and say, I don't like a God like that. And I understand that. And I think if I were investigating, and that's my feeling, I'd put that T-bar and say, a God that would do that, I don't want any part of. But as I often say to my little grandchildren, we're playing a game, maybe a little game, maybe you play the game aggravation. It just aggravates you. That's all the game does. It just aggravates you to see till one person wins. And I'll see a little grandchild playing it and go, I don't like that. I don't like the rules to that. I say, you don't have to play. But you know what? You can never win if you don't play. And that's the rules of the game. And keep this in mind. I did this early on. Remember the dot? Did I use the dot illustration here? If you remember that dot, okay, I can't understand everything out there. But if it's the rules of the game, now if you don't believe it's the rule of the game, the Bible, you don't think merits any attention to be accurate, you don't think, then it's not going to make a difference anyway. But again, I go back to that and I say, if you come to the conclusion that Jesus is who he claimed to be, and that's your true best decision of all the options, that he is who he claimed to be, at that time, you need to take away this, because I don't understand this, I'm going to reject it. That's what you don't want to do. If you say, I think he's a liar, as Jesus lived and he was a liar, I think he was a crazy person, I think he was just a moral person that was just confused, if you think any of those things, I would say, man, I got it. Why follow him? But if you conclude that he's who he claimed to be, don't look at the things and say, I'm not sure how much I want to follow him because. Know this, dot. I always go back, dot. Remember dot. You and I are dots on a massive knowledge base that goes for eternity, right? So I can't answer that any better.